Today in Science from Wired.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
How to view April's total solar eclipse online and in person. Some advice for safely experiencing the total solar eclipse on April 8th as the moon casts a slender shadow across Mexico, the United States, and eastern Canada. By Reese Rogers. It's shadow time, baby. Soon people living in North America will get to experience their first solar eclipse in almost a decade. Even though the last solar eclipse in North America happened in 2017, the next one isn't expected until August 2044. So seizing this moment is critical. More than just a peculiar shadow, the solar eclipse is a perfect opportunity to hang out with loved ones outside and meditate on humanity's smallness compared to the vast universe. What is a solar eclipse? It's an alignment of the sun, the moon, and the earth in such a way that the moon passes directly between the sun and the earth, blocking the sun's rays from reaching the Earth's surface, says Noah Petro, an Artemis III project scientist at NASA. If you're in the path of totality, then you will see the moon completely cover the sun. Outside of the main path, you may still see a partial eclipse where the moon covers a slice of the sun. Despite the involvement of the moon, a solar eclipse is not to be confused with a lunar eclipse. During those, the moon passes into the shadow of Earth and turns a dark red color. Lunar eclipses are visible for most of the entire hemisphere that's facing the moon at the time. When is the 2024 solar eclipse? Passing through portions of North America, the total solar eclipse will occur on Monday, April 8th. Depending on where you are in the path of totality, the solar eclipse will happen in the afternoon and potentially last around 4 minutes. For more specifics, refer to NASA's map detailing the exact time different U.S. cities will experience the eclipse. Where will it be visible? While the total solar eclipse is primarily happening in Mexico and the United States, a small section of eastern Canada is also along the path of totality. Three major Mexican cities where you can see total solar eclipses are Mazatlan, Durango, and Torreón. There are numerous locations across the U.S. where you can potentially experience totality. A few of the locations include Dallas, Texas, Russellville, Arkansas, Carbondale, Illinois, Greenwood, Indiana, and Buffalo, New York. Finding somewhere you can avoid a cloudy overcast is crucial if you want to have the best viewing experience. Particularly in northern New England, you can have cold or cloudy weather, says Petro. Through Mexico and central Texas, you might be able to find places that are more likely to get clear skies. Want to travel somewhere within the path of totality? You might have to get creative at this point, since many hotels and campgrounds within the core path have been fully booked for months. Maybe consider finding a place to stay overnight that's an hour or so outside of the main route and drive in for the afternoon to see the solar eclipse. Do I really need to wear eclipse glasses? The answer is yes. Looking at any amount of sun is really dangerous, says Matt Bothwell, a public astronomer at Cambridge's Institute of Astronomy. So you should get eclipse glasses to watch the progress of the moon over the face of the sun. And just putting on a pair of typical sunglasses won't do the trick. You want eye protection that is ISO certified for direct sun observation. Ideally, you may be able to get a free pair of solar eclipse glasses from a local library or observatory that is handing out ISO certified protection in the lead up to the event. While it's possible to purchase the glasses online, remain wary of fakes. Visit the American Astronomical Society's website for a database of verified suppliers. If you wait until the last second on the day of the solar eclipse, you may end up having to shell out money for an overpriced pair. Where can I stream it online? If you're not able to experience it in person, NASA is live streaming the solar eclipse on YouTube. Viewers of the free online broadcast can expect to see telescopic views of the eclipse, as well as helpful context from space experts. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.